This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football weekend
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
No happen with the Falcons this weekend.
Rise up.
It's Dukes and Bell. Man, we're chopping it up with our listeners, having a good time. Guys in here having a nice cold brew and enjoying Twin Peaks up here in Chattanooga. And it's been a great day, man. We've had a great afternoon up here. And a big shout out to James at Twin Peaks and certainly all the folks at our station making this happen. And the great staff here, too, man. We had a really good staff today.
Right, man. Thanks to Mike, who just rolled up from Cartersville, man. One of our loyal listeners. We had a blast because we were just talking to our guys at the table over here when we took over Charlotte, which was kind of fun.
Oh,
they literally showed up on a bus, and downtown Charlotte didn't know whether to or go blind. It was really like one of those weekends. And ironically, that was the Mariota, a hand grenade toss
in the rain,
where Carl and I are standing in the stands at Bank of America Stadium, and people are looking, even the Carolina fans are turning around. What just happened? What was that?
Yeah, it was such a fun time. We lost the game, by the way.
Yes, we did.
But yep. At the end of the day, you know, it's the camaraderie with the fans, man. And these guys, they go to a lot of road games.
I think we need to do a show in Dalton. I mean, I don't know, man.
Dalton loves Dukes and Bell.
I mean, we got to talk to our crew. But it's such a great audience. We really appreciate them making the trip just to the Tennessee side of the line here at Twin Peaks. And for folks that are coming up, whether it's later tonight, if you're stuck in traffic trying to get out of the city, it's worth a pit stop. Exit 1, it's East Ridge, Tennessee. It's easy to get to. You basically go straight, Carl, as you mentioned, and some great spots over here, and then you're on your way to Knoxville.
All right, if you're just joining us, let's give them a quick update, Mike, on the injury update and what's going on with the Falcons before we start talking about what this team needs to do Sunday night against the Vikings.
All right, the good news is Darnell Mooney is good to go. Coach said he was going to be good to go. Archer, remember how you and I kind of looked at each other, we're like, what? Archer said that he thought both Darnell Mooney and Drake London were going to play. He said he'd be surprised if they didn't play. And so guess what? They're going to play. And that's great news. The bad news is apparently Billy Bowman got a little nicked up, whether that was during the game or practice.
That's
first
concerning,
we really
man.
Heard of it, but he was questionable. And James Pierce Jr., as Carl says, a groin injury for a guy that we'd love to see really kind of have that impact we're looking for. Meanwhile, we spoke, if you went behind enemy lines earlier in the 4 o'clock hour, the guy that covers Minnesota for the Athletic says they're dealing with their injuries alone, especially on the defensive side, Carl.
Yeah, and here's what's crazy, Mike. Like, they're missing now, we know for sure, their left tackle. Van Ginkle is out, right? But both of their linebackers
right.
that are out.
To me, that sounds like a recipe for Bijan to make some hay and or Tyler.
Well, Mike, here's the deal. It's rare that starting linebackers can cover Bijan,
right.
let alone a couple of backups.
Brother, I'll say it for the fifth time this week. I want to see some imagination from Zach Robinson. I understand the pistol is – that's the thing. We're not going to deviate from that. Short yardage, I want to see a little bit of flexibility. But – the fact that most folks at Georgia, at Mercedes-Benz, I should say, last week said, how come we can't replicate that play at the Bijan that went for a touchdown to start the game? I know you can't do the exact same thing, but can we get our playmakers in space to use their athleticism to go break some, make some tackles?
It's going to be a chess match, guys, speaking of Zach, between him and Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator for the Vikings. If you ask me how this game plays out, J.J. McCarthy, you know, again, is he start the game like he finished the game in Chicago? That I do not know. But I hope that we make him uncomfortable. I hope we get sacks and, more importantly, Mike, get hits. Last night, guys, Green Bay had 13 hits on Jaden Daniels. He looked uncomfortable the entire game. They had 4 sacks against Jaden Daniels. There is a reason why they won that football game last night.
Right.
And, yeah, Jordan Love, he played well. But Jordan Love was
like – he missed some throws. He missed a couple of touchdowns.
And you talk about getting Jaden off the field, and he didn't make those plays with his legs. That's what we have to do. We got to limit J.J. in those situations, and I just feel like we got to make him uncomfortable. But offensively, look, I'm with you on this. I feel really good. The best news today has been no designation on Darnell Mooney – what's up, Darnell – or Drake London. With those guys on the field, this offense is going to look completely different. Trust me. If, in fact, Mike, they are both 100%, and we do not know that. But you said it. Even if Drake's not, you still have to account
for
him.
I mean, you're still going to worry about 75% of a guy that's a hell of a playmaker. And to paraphrase Olivia Newton-John, let's get vertical, vertical. Let's make it happen, man. And then, you know, J.J. McCarthy, you just touched on it. The idea that he got some confidence out of that Monday Night Football game in Chicago, his native Chicago, and perhaps otherwise he might have felt, you know, I don't know, maybe I can do this, I can't do this. Plus, McCarthy has confidence in him. One thing I took from Jesse Bates, we played the soundbite earlier.
Yeah.
He said he's a better runner than Baker Mayfield. That gives me pause. So, you know, we talk about setting the edge or contain edge for the running backs, but it's the same difference if the quarterback becomes a running back.
It is.
Let's keep him in the pocket.
It is. How many points we score in this game? Is this going to be another 20-24 game?
I think you got to score 4 touchdowns to win this game. I think you got to be
28?
I think you got to be north of 28 to win this game.
Okay. Look, because I feel like, first of all, there are points to be had out there. It's not like this is, the 85 Bears or, for that matter, 2000 Ravens. They're good. But there are opportunities, and we just got to take advantage of them. I think, Mike, when you talk about this game, and I don't know how many people are giving us a shot. We are the underdogs going in on Sunday night. It is their opening contest.
Oh, they're going to be electric, Sunday Night Football.
But I like our team, man, and I do. And I know you may say, well, last week. We can go up there and make this happen. And I feel like their injuries are more key right now than our injuries.
The big one
left
for us.
Left tackle
I'm with
two
you.
Linebackers.
But here's the thing. Can we run with Elijah Wilkinson? Are we going to dial up this?
We're going to have to.
Are we coming back on Monday talking about a 100-yard game for Bijan?
We're going to
have to. Or 145 to 150 between Tyler and Bijan?
You're talking about rushing?
Rushing yards, yeah.
Yeah. I just keep looking at this and going, I like us. And you may call me crazy. Minnesota played a really good game. At least the defense did. The offense for them did not play a good game until the fourth quarter when the quarterback started making plays. It's going to be fascinating to see what Ra and certainly Jeff Ulbrich dial up to try to get McCarthy off of his spot and certainly make him uncomfortable. But I like us, Mike. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be a blowout, but I think we go up there and surprise a lot of people. I think everybody saw last week and went, oh, Falcons, okay.
Right.
I'm not sure about them. I think Rodney Harrison is right. This defense is faster, it's more athletic, and you have more playmaking. And that is the part that I think people are going to start to talk about and see as the season goes on. He's right about that. And last week it looked a little disjointed because, again, we let some plays go with Baker Mayfield. But that stuff is behind us. I think we can get this one.
The Falcons and the Vikings, both young quarterbacks, although Michael Penix Jr., with 4 games, he's a two-minute – how many quarterbacks it takes him an entire season to master the 2-minute drill? We've got a guy who's shown you Sunday night last year against the Commanders, what you saw. 2-minute drill, he can do the job. My big goal for this week, I would love to see us not complain about Michael Pitts, and I didn't complain about him last week. I thought he was underutilized. I want to see Pitts be involved.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for Bijan, because as you said, even if Drake's not 100%, I think there's plays to be made in the passing game with Bijan. How you get that big explosive play and never come back to it, as we said earlier, boggles the mind.
By the way, fantasy players, Shanahan has officially ruled out Brock Purdy. I think we knew that early in the week, but it's official coming from him.
Right.
Mac Jones will make his first start for the 49ers. There are.
Are they going to call us about Kirk Cousins if Mac Jones poops the bed?
Well, it depends on how long Purdy may be out. And look, if Mac Jones goes out there and balls out, maybe Shanahan trusts him a lot more than we think. and maybe he just is going to roll with this until Purdy is available. We know Purdy's going to be the starter. They paid him. They've invested that money. But, again, the best news of the day is that Drake and Darnell are not on the injury designation list for Sunday night's game. They are good to go. And for Falcon fans, I think you're going to see a different kind of offense. It gives Michael Penix more options. What do you think? Give me a score, bro.
All right.
What do you think? We win this game, right? I have us winning this game.
31-27.
3 points. I'm with you. I don't think.
By the way, you and I touched on it. What are you hearing from your birdie? Is it going to be? We're not going to carry
Parker
two kickers
Romo,
on the roster,
Romo?
So it's going to be Koo to win this game. Koo kicking 35-yard extra points. I mean, is that it? Parker Romo or Koo? It's Koo, right?
I'm not letting Koo on the jet. Okay.
I wouldn't either.
And not because I don't like Koo. I'm not letting because I don't trust him right now. I'm going Parker Romo. He's kicking field goals for me on Sunday night, and then we'll evaluate Mike next week and see where we're at. Like, that's how I feel about this situation. But we're going to see that nothing has come down. Nobody said anything at this point. That's just what
all
I feel.
Right. What I need from D-Led or even Squidbilly on the plane, I looked around. I didn't see Koo. You know what I mean?
He ain't saying that.
I mean, I need to find out. And again, Day-Day, am I missing something? Oren, no news about the kicking game?
No, nothing outside of our guy changing his profile picture to
which says a whole lot, by the way.
Him kicking
I'm
the
just
ball
telling
in
you.
Well, that's what D-Led D-Led goes, you. Good Petrie said he's Parker Romo. Be the answer to the kicking woes.
I'm just telling you. That's where I'm at.
I'll hang up and listen.
Sunday, when that is a story – Just let's just go with it.
I don't want to lose a game over the kicking game.
Well, here's the thing. If this is what's funny, and I know we're up against it. By the way, Turtles coming up. We got Friday Night Football. What am I talking about? We got high school football with Coach and Sam. Stay right here.
Shout out to, by the way, real quick, Cartersville, Captain Mike and the fire department. We got some great dudes, and they're all up here hanging out with us.
Oh, cool.
That are big listeners, man. So thanks for making the trip, man.
Appreciate
what a scene.
Oh, retired. Thank you, guys, man. Appreciate that.
I didn't expect you to grab a hose anytime soon.
No doubt. Yeah. But I was going to say. We were talking about – I just lost my train of thought, Mike, seriously.
About the kicking game with
Koo. Oh, thank you. Yeah, if you take Koo, this is my train of thought. This is where I'm at. Atlanta, if you take Koo and he misses a field goal, you're going to explode. If you take Parker and he misses the field goal,
right.
You at least say they did something different, even though it's still going to feel like crap. And I just feel like those are two different feelings right now after week one. We'll see. But I think Parker's going to be the guy. All right, man. We got to get out of the way and clear our throats. By the way, thanks to everybody up here. Thanks for everybody that came through Chattanooga today. It's been a lot of fun as always. Of course, we'll be back. Can't tell you when because we do this once every few months or so.
Right.
But we have a great time up here. So thanks to everybody that came through. All right, Big O, let's get out of the way, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, guys, all of our interviews online. Do you want to get a behind-the-scenes look at the Vikings? Go listen to us. Have a great conversation with the guy that covers the team on a daily basis, Mike. And he said, I still have a great relationship with Kirk Cousins. He says he thinks Kirk could play somewhere else if he gets that opportunity. We're talking about Alec Lewis, who joined us earlier in the show. Really good stuff from him.
And a lot of guys, whether they're dog fans or ball fans, really enjoyed our conversation with Carl Pickens.
Yeah.
All-pro and All-American wide receiver from Tennessee, and then later the Bengals. Really good insight. And hopefully we get Carl on the show again.
Hopefully, man. Hey, Gordon, on-site engineer, as always, brother. Thank you so much. Back at the studio, Day-Day executive producing, and Big O keeping us on the air, man. Thank you, guys. Another great week for us. Monday, are we talking about a dub for all three, as Mike said? Georgia
man.
Tech, Georgia, Falcons. Why not? It'd be nice. Either way, we're back at it. 2 o'clock. Make sure you are here. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, concussions are a big part of the NFL. Unfortunately, we got Casey Washington, looks like, out this week in concussion protocol. So I understand players erring on the side of caution. But did you see Savion Williams last night wearing that Thursday whiteout jersey for the Packers? Well, let's just say, Carl, it looked like a giant chef's hat on top of a Packers helmet. I understand that it's safety first, but do you really want to look like you're on the SS Spaceballs? There's got to be a better way to protect the players, NFL.
I don't want to hear about how good these other...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coaches are in college football. You know why? To be the man,
you gotta beat the man.
That man is Kirby Smart. Sark hasn't done it, and neither has Josh Heupel. For all the conversation about how good their teams are, you gotta win. Tomorrow, Tennessee gets another chance. But I'm gonna simply say, go Dawgs. Mm. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't.
You missed out on the brisket biscuit at Bucky's, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.